And you said Caballero to continue to play in goal this weekend. Is that the plan for the as long as you're in the FA Cup now?
Yes, Willie will play both cups.
With that in mind as well, then, how much of a challenge is he putting towards Joe Hart for a regular first-team start?
I think for Joe it's very good to work one complete week because we are playing so many games that it's impossible for the players to work. So for Joe to, as we are going to play next Wednesday immediately against Everton for the Premier, I think that for Joe it's very good to have a complete week to work.
And in terms of the injuries, Mangala, what's the update there? And also, is Wilfred Bonny back this weekend?
No, Mangala, not Wilfred Bonny. Both of them continue injured. We'll know now they are making some MRA, so we'll know maybe tomorrow.
And how's Vincent Kompany progressing?
Vincent is progressing in the same way that the muscle injury must progress with time, but you cannot try to hurry up him because he needs days to have a good calf.
Given the injury problems that you've had, Manuel, how do you view the task and the difficulty of competing for all four trophies?
I think that one of the most important merits of this squad at the moment is to continue being involved in all the competition, as you say, with so many injuries. I hope that in the future we can have a more normal amount of players for each game because the first part of the season was very difficult. And how many trophies you can be involved, you will never know because it depends more also on the performance. So I hope that we continue during January. That's a very key month involved in all the competitions.
Well, has there been any change of heart as regards strengthening during this transfer window, particularly with the injuries that you've had up front and Wilfred Bonny, as you say, and also at centre-half as well?
For the moment, we continue with the same squad.
In terms then of the FA Cup, where does that come on the list of priorities in terms of your team selection as well?
I think the priority for my team, also the way I think, is to have you the mentality to try to win every game. It doesn't matter which competition you are playing. After that, you will see how many games you can advance in each competition.
Finally then, for me, what concerns are there over the away form at the moment, given it's just 2 wins from the last 9?
Well, if we win tomorrow, I will be very happy, because in the last 4 games, we will win 2 games. If we win tomorrow, because we win against Watford, we win against Norwich, we draw against Leicester, and we lost against Everton because we didn't want maybe to take more risk that the results allowed, because that game is not finished. It's just 90 minutes for 108 minutes. What happened in the past, the other games, it's too past. It's important in the future. And the last 4 games, I repeat, if we win tomorrow, I will be very happy.
In central defence, Manuel, obviously you've got 2 injuries at the moment, and I know you've mentioned Bakary Sagna a couple of times. Could you consider playing him in central defence for the Norwich game, for example?
Well, I'm not talking about the Norwich game because we'll see tomorrow with the starter 11, but of course Bakary is an option to play as a central back because he did it before in the past. He likes to play in that position also. So it's an important option, especially now that Paulo Zabaleta has recovered from his injury and he will start playing.
Jason Denayer is obviously on a season-long loan. Have the club thought about trying to recall him? Is that even possible?
Well, we are talking different options. I think that we can bring him back.